When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The White Sox, they're one of the key sports franchises in the city.
Made a lot of news today, did the White Sox. The Garrett Crochet trade is done. He goes to the Red Sox for an outfielder named Braden Montgomery and a catcher named Kyle Teal and two other prospects. Big, big deal. The talk of the winter meetings, at least one of the things. And here's Chris Getz, the White Sox boss, telling the media about the trade now that it's done.
It's never easy to have to make decisions like this. And, you know, Garrett, what he did this past season was nothing short of excellent. But you look at, you know, the long-term health of the organization, and to inject the type of talent that we just did in this trade is really exciting for us.
How do you feel about the long-term future now as opposed to this time yesterday?
I feel a lot better. You know, I do. You know, we were focused on bringing in as much high-end talent that we could, and we were able to accomplish that. You know, you're not necessarily focused too much on proximity, but in this case, you know, they happen to be upper-level players, and Braden just getting started, but just coming out of college. And, you know, we want to do what's right for each player in regards to their development journey. But we feel like, you know, it's just a diversified group that's really going to help our improve our roster.
Some pretty good hires by Chris Getz this offseason. I like some of the stuff that organizationally they're doing, and that is a pretty good return for a guy that you shouldn't have to trade, but you had to. I know a lot of you Sox fans can't feel the positivity, but it is available if desired.
No, I'm not going to fall in love with prospects. And whether that's the Cubs or the White Sox, I'm not going to, because we've seen so many of them go badly. The thing that I think is interesting is that this is the currency with which the White Sox have to play with is them trading away pieces, because they're so far down that they have to do this, and they know that they're an organization where they're not really going to be able to spend the type of money that would help expedite the process. So this is the way that it has to go for a while. Anything of value should be traded, because there isn't a player young enough that's good enough on the White Sox that it makes sense to keep them for when this team supposedly is going to be good again.
There's a young catcher named Edgar Caro who came over from the Angels, who is at AAA. And of course, you've got Corey Lee as your catcher at the big league level. And how does Kyle Teal, the newest Red Sox acquisition, the catcher, fit into all of that?
Yeah, we feel like they could both be catchers for us at the major league level. And I speak to, you know, you've got a switch hitter in Edgar Caro that's really strong from the right side currently. And you've got Kyle Teal that's left-handed and has versatility in his background too. So, going back to just the goal, the catching position is just so valuable, and such a hard position to fill, to have two guys like that, and then a Corey Lee Going back to talking about, you know, foundation of an organization, so many things start in the middle of the diamond, and it begins at the catching position and how much they can impact the game with game planning and just directing traffic on a field. So to have strength there was really important to us. We were able to accomplish that. But then, you know, you get a Chase Mydroth that can play all three positions. He's been an offensive force throughout his minor league career.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And to be able to get someone that just had pretty much a full season at AAA, you know, he's knocking on the door. But we've got upper level talent in this return. I love the character of the players, but most importantly, these are impactful major league pieces.
Where is Montgomery at in his recovery from his injury this morning?
Yeah, he's doing great. Obviously, you know, you get access to medicals, and you want to make sure you know, everything's good on that front. And our training staff and doctors were very confident. You know, he's rehabbing in Fort Myers, and you know, he's in a really good spot and expected to be full go in spring training.
Do you see him as a corner outfielder, or does he have the speed where you think about him at center at some point?
I mean, he's got history of playing, you know, all three. You know, you certainly want to see what it looks like in center field, but we also know that he's got some real offensive force in his skill set, so that fits in any of those positions. You know, we really do like the defense. We feel like that's a big part of his game. You know, he's got to get healthy. He seems to be on track there, and you know, he'll get his first taste of professional baseball this upcoming season.
That's Braden Montgomery he's talking about right there. That's the guy I like the most of the four. I'm excited to see him.
Okay.
It's your second rebuild in 8 years.
If I can go to the ballpark in 3 years and they have a competitive team, I will be pleasantly surprised, but I will be there.
You will?
Yeah, of course.
And when your dad leans over and says, hey, who's this Braden Montgomery?
If my dad doesn't sound like that, okay. But yeah, I will say, Dad, I don't remember where we got him from. Probably the Crochet trade. That's going to be like anyone that's good in the next 10 years, probably Crochet
trade. Or the Cease trade, yeah, maybe. Or the Robert trade.
Upcoming, I imagine.
I think so, too.
If anyone wants
that would
them.
Be such a bad move.
Y'all see that the Cincinnati Reds might get Luis Robert?
Just selling low. on like what could have been your best all-around player in franchise history, selling at the absolute lowest possible point.
But he dances on TikTok, Tanny. Don't need that distraction.
What?
I typed in my type on TikTok and it showed Luis Robert.
What if you think that a year from now it could be selling even lower on Luis Robert? What if you're afraid of that?
Oh, Lord. See, this is why I don't get excited.
That's a wrap.
That is a wrap.
Thank the Lord.
Now Shane can go and have some real fun.
I wish the Lord would take me now.
I think I'm going to go home. I'm tired.
I think it was the alcohol that called by Angela.
It was just one drink. It was one whiskey ginger.
I know, but I'm saying, like, you add that to, you know, Angela talking about family trauma, generational trauma.
Yeah.
You're like, I might want to just go home.
I was picturing the movie Home for the Holidays. Did you do that with Holly Hunter and a young Robert Downey, Charles Durning? Oh, I love that movie. It's Angela's house on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Kind of grim.
Very grim. Thanks to our guests today, Jason Leisure, Adam Rittenberg. Just incredible stuff from both of those guys. We thank you, too. Tanny, Shane, great job today, boys.
Troy Aikman tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, how about it? Wani and Troy Aikman together tomorrow?
I think that could be a lot of fun. Or is it Jay-Z? No one knows.
Not right now.
Not right now.
Too soon for that.
Just like TNT last night?
Not right now, Shaq. Kenny.
Shaq walked off
the set. He walked off the set.
Ernie said he was going to go fix a broken wall.
Well, the TV, because the TV broke the TV.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
For my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying, thank you so much for the love and support that you show us. We will try to repay you in kind tomorrow at 2 on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.